November 1940. Wisconsin Rapids Daily Tribune newspaper publisher William F. Huffman believed radio could provide live entertainment and information to the community. The station officially on air November 5th, and just in time for election results, Democratic incumbent President Franklin D. Roosevelt announced to serve an unprecedented third term. A dedication 5 days later included a celebration, and the public joined in on the event. 84 years later, WFHR continues to be a treasured voice in the community, and again celebrates on-air success at the same time as another important presidential election, this time in 2024. Join me in congratulating WFHR for 8 decades of broadcast excellence. I'm Terry Barr.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
Back with you at Memorial Stadium, Mike Heller. Time for our Badgers in the NFL update. It is brought to you by Cunis Auto RV Group, your trusted automotive dealer across the Midwest. With our Badgers in the NFL report, here's Nick Brusewitz.
Week, former Wisconsin Badgers showed out in the NFL this past week, beginning with Vikings linebacker Andrew Van Ginkle. In the team's matchup with the Titans, Van Ginkle compiled 8 total tackles, 3 of which were for a loss, including 2 sacks, most notably bringing down Will Levis in the second quarter right before halftime.
A couple of pick sixes, his 7th sack of the season. Levis again. Van Ginkle again. Andrew Van Ginkle wreaking havoc.
Highlight from CBS is the Vikings improved to 8-2 with a 23-13 win over Tennessee, and Van Ginkle has now recorded 46 total tackles, including 8 sacks, while also adding 2 interceptions, a forced fumble, and 2 defensive touchdowns in 2024. On Thursday Night Football in Week 11, the Eagles defeated the Commanders 26-18 at home, and linebacker Zach Bond continued his outstanding 2024 campaign, leading the team with 15 total tackles in the win. Bond has been a monster in his first year with Philadelphia, producing 102 total tackles to this point, which exceeds his career total of 88 tackles over 4 years with New Orleans before joining the Eagles. He's also added 2 sacks, 3 forced fumbles, a fumble recovery, and an interception this year. Sticking with Thursday Night Football, the Steelers and Browns matched up this week in a snowy Week 12 AFC North battle. Cleveland came out on top 24-19, but a pair of former Badgers had big games for Pittsburgh. Quarterback Russell Wilson completed 21 of 28 passes for 270 yards and this 23-yard passing touchdown to Calvin Austin III in the fourth quarter.
Harris just got circled. They double-team him. Wilson to the end zone again! Can he hold it in? Yes, he can. Touchdown.
That call from Prime Video, as Wilson has now produced 1,212 passing yards and 7 touchdowns while throwing 2 interceptions over 5 games as the team's starting quarterback this season. Switching over to the defensive side of the ball, linebacker Nick Herbig continued his ascent to being a star with Pittsburgh, compiling 5 total tackles, including this strip sack of Jameis Winston in the fourth quarter.
And out of 9. Yeah, they give him a show tonight for sure. Look out, balls out. Steelers have it. Nick Herbig, who made a couple of very big plays last week, coming back from an injury, does it again.
That highlight from Prime as well, as the fumble was recovered by teammate Deshaun Elliott, and the Steelers ultimately scored the aforementioned Wilson to Austin touchdown on their drive. On the year, Herbig has 15 total tackles, including 3.5 sacks, while forcing 3 fumbles and recovering a fumble over 7 games played. That's Badgers in the NFL for this week. I'm Nick Brusewitz.
All right, thank you, Nick. Coming up next, we'll check around the Big Ten. There's one score that is everybody's biggest interest so far today in the Big Ten, and for that matter, in the country as it relates to the college football playoff. We'll get to that on the other side. It will be Wisconsin and Nebraska. The kick here at Memorial Stadium will be at 2:30. We'll continue in a moment. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Hey Badger fans, the 2024 football season is here and SeatGeek is here to help you experience all the action. SeatGeek makes it easy to find tickets so you can be a part of all the touchdown celebrations this season. Whether you're buying or selling tickets to Wisconsin football games or to any other live event in your area, SeatGeek is the place to do it. SeatGeek is the official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. The most disruptive idea in ticketing? A ticket that works. Expect the expected. SeatGeek.
If you want to be a running back, there's only one place to go. Running Back U, baby. Right here at Wisconsin, where legendary players and unbeatable records are born. And when you want to defeat cancer, there's only one place to go. UW Health Carbone Cancer Center, where our own unbeatable team takes on cancer like no other hospital. From pioneering new treatments to defeating cancers no one else could, right here is where the best of the best come together to change the game. UW Health Carbone Cancer Center. Remarkable.
Badger fans, the stage is set for another jam-packed year at the Kohl's Center. Your November lineup includes something for every fan in your life, with huge home matchups for Badger men's and women's basketball and men's hockey. Don't miss out on your chance to catch your favorite Wisconsin teams at the Kohl's Center this season. For a full Badger schedule and to purchase tickets, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
Wisconsin is home to some of the best educators in the country. The Outstanding Educator Program is brought to you by WEA Member Benefits, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Throughout the season, we are honoring incredible educators who go above and beyond for their students and communities. Do you know an educator who deserves the spotlight? Nominate them today at uwbadgers.com/outstanding educator. That's uwbadgers.com/outstanding educator. Because great educators make Wisconsin proud.
On Wisconsin, the Badgers play here. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Thanks for listening to this Civic Media station. You're one of thousands of people tuned in right now, whether on the radio, the app, the podcast, or stream. Audio is the number one source of information and entertainment among adults in the U.S. If you own a business or you're in charge of growing a business, this is a key fact, and you should know how it can work for you. That's where we come in. At Civic Media, our local radio stations influence local people, the same people who shop and buy at your place. Now we also reach those same customers wherever they are, in the digital world as well. From podcasts to streaming to apps, laptops, and smartphones, our digital advertising capabilities ensure that we deliver the right message to the right people at the right time. And with our state-of-the-art measurement systems, we can prove it. Schedule a short meeting to learn how we can partner locally to help your business thrive. Go to civicmedia.us. Click on sponsorship. You'll hear back within 24 hours.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
Two games remaining in the conference season for most Big Ten teams. I know that Oregon and Washington are off today, so they'll play their final game a week from now. The conference championship games will follow that. The latest college football playoff rankings announced earlier this week for the top five ranked teams are from the Big Ten. That'll change next week, we think. Number one, Oregon, and number two, Ohio State, followed by Texas out of the SEC, then fourth-ranked Penn State and fifth-ranked Indiana. Illinois is ranked 25th. Here's the update from the Horseshoe in Columbus. After a Caleb Downs 79-yard punt return, Ohio State leads Indiana 21-7. Indiana has just 60 yards total offense with about 3 minutes gone by in the third quarter in this one. It'll be very interesting, and I don't want to predict where that goes, but Ohio State leads by two touchdowns. I don't know what the margin will be that dramatically negatively impacts Indiana. Do they have to lose by four touchdowns? What's the number where Indiana stays relevant, top 12 in the college football playoff rankings? Because that'll be the story as it rolls forward out of this game. Fifth-ranked Indiana, undefeated, 10-0, 7-0 in the Big Ten. They trail 21-7, about 3 minutes gone by in the third quarter. At the Horseshoe, it is Illinois and Rutgers in Piscataway. Rutgers leads that one by a count of 17-9. Rutgers over number 25, Illinois. The Scarlet Knight is 6-4 overall, 3-4. In the Big Ten Conference, so that game means something there for them. Illinois is 7-3, 4-3 in the Big Ten going into that one. One other game going on as we speak. It is Iowa 6-4 in overall, 4-3 rather in the league. They lead at Maryland 16-6, just under 6 minutes to play in the third quarter. Fourth-ranked Penn State on lookout alert. They will play at Minnesota in the 2:30 window. Northwestern is on the road at Michigan, and then late night USC and UCLA tonight. Last night it was Michigan State 24-17 over Purdue. Washington and Oregon will play each other next week. They are both off today. After the break, we'll check in on the sideline with our sideline reporter, Patrick Herr. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, home of the Big Win and Madison Casino Guru, is transforming guests into winners, making an ordinary day into a big win day is easy with a 95% average payout. And with over 140 daily jackpots, the number of people winning has never been bigger. So what are you waiting for? Escape to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison for your next big win.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison.
At U.S. Bank, when they say they're in it with you, they mean it. Not just for the good stuff, the grand openings and celebrations, although those are pretty great, but for all the hard work it took to get there, the fine-tuning of goals, the managing of cash and workflows and decision-making, they're in to help you through all of it. Because together they're proving day in and day out that there is nothing as powerful as the power of us. Visit usbank.com to get started today. Equal housing lender, member FDIC, copyright 2024 U.S. Bank.
Hey Badger fans, fall is here and you know what that means. Chilly days are just around the corner. Don't let the cold catch you off guard. That's why it's good to know the knowledgeable, friendly dealers at Bryant Heating and Cooling who will do whatever it takes to keep your furnace running efficiently, no matter what the weather throws at you. Plus, score up to $2,600 in tax credits on qualifying Bryant systems. Ask about local rebates and financing for qualified buyers. Find your local dealer at Bryant.com. That's Bryant.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Hear that? That's Jones All-Natural Sausage Cooking. It's almost ready to be enjoyed in your favorite breakfast sandwich or as a side with eggs. And that is Jones Dry-Aged Bacon with flavor you won't find anywhere else. You can really taste the difference our dry-aging process makes. I'm Philip Jones, and quality ingredients and attention to detail are how we've been making breakfast better since 1889. Try Jones, a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. And go Badgers!
Is your home for the Badgers.
Kick is in the air, and it is good, and the Badgers win it!
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
It's the sound of a soda, considered one of the coolest things made in Wisconsin. Jolly Good has been around since the 1960s. Cryer Foods makes it in Random Lake, which is in Sheboygan County. But Cryer started as a canning company in 1913. What was being canned there? Sauerkraut, peas, beets? The answer coming up.
At Jolly Good, we believe in quality.
Soda turned into an important revenue stream when production at the canning company slowed in the colder months. So what was being canned there? Sauerkraut, peas, beets? All three, plus juice, soups, and more. By the 1960s, Cryer quit canning and went all in on Jolly Good soda.
For flavor and value, Jolly Good's got it.
The latest resurgence of Jolly Good makes it a slice of Wisconsin for yesterday and today. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
Back with you from Memorial Stadium in Lincoln, Nebraska. Mike Heller, it is Wisconsin and Nebraska here today at 2:30. Nebraska football has sold out every game at Memorial Stadium since November 3rd, 1962. A run of 402 games today. They've already peeled it back. It's 403 games. Let's talk to our sideline reporter, Patrick Herb. I mentioned this earlier when I was talking to Matt, that the ticket across the street tonight to get in to number 2 Nebraska and number 6 Wisconsin in women's college volleyball, the get-in price is closer to $300 for tonight's match over there. Tickets that are in that first level are above $400. And here we talk about the sellout streak, but that's a hotter ticket today here in Lincoln than this is.
Probably would have been a little cold to do it on the football field, but wouldn't that have been a fun doubleheader, play the volleyball match here Memorial Stadium? Right. It's a little cold for volleyball, but it is not for football. This is about as beautiful a day as you could find in late November in Big Ten country.
Yeah, Patrick, we are playing with a little borrowed time on the weather front. Let's talk about the status report as you get it, we sit a little bit more than 85 minutes away from kickoff.
Yeah, last Saturday was a gut punch for many reasons for Wisconsin losing the game to Oregon, but having two of their best players go down and Will Pauling and Hunter Wolder was critical, and they're both out today. I know we're having some static here on the sideline report, so hopefully that'll be fixed. But another name that is on the good news side is that James Thompson is going to probably get his first action of the season. The defensive lineman has not played all year, and I don't know how much they'll get out of him today, but that could be a lift for the D-line just from a motivation standpoint, that one of their leaders that they'll have.
Patrick, we'll cut this a little bit short just because of the technical issues, but let me ask you about there's changes this week, obviously. We found that out on Sunday and then Monday in a press conference. And one of the questions is how Wisconsin will handle a loss plus the change that was made. Because the last time they lost a tight game at home, it didn't work well the following week at Iowa. But I know that's been a point of emphasis this week.
It sure has. Luke Fickell's tried to guard against that they didn't respond well to the difficult loss to Penn State. They really thought they had a chance to win that one. Didn't handle it well at Iowa. Obviously got blown out there. And they want to make sure that history doesn't repeat itself, that one loss doesn't become two. But there's good vibes around this team this week. You know, at this point in the season, there isn't fresh or new, but this offensive shakeup has created just a little bit of different energy in that offensive room. And Luke Fickell has tried to really establish that narrative this week internally that it has to be accountability across the board. This has to be a cohesive, together unit. They're not going to win or lose this game because of the person who's calling the plays. They didn't replace Phil Longo with a quote-unquote offensive coordinator. They decided to have all four offensive assistants collaboratively work on building this game plan. And it really has given them just a little bit of juice and a little bit of like, hey, we're all in this together. Why not? Let's let it rip.
And I'll leave you with this, and I ask Matt the same question. What will our listeners hear and or those watching, what will they see that might be different? Do you think there's anything outside of huddling?
Yeah, I mean, the huddling is going to be the most obvious thing. I do think that we'll see probably a little bit of more creativity in the offense, and not that Phil Longo wasn't creative, but this when you've got four different coaches giving input on the game plan, you've got different voices in there and things that they want to emphasize. So I do think we'll see a few little wrinkles. They can't reinvent the offense at week 11, but I do think we'll see a little bit. And yes, the huddle and the mechanics of getting the play in are going to be different, and something to keep an eye on how efficiently they can do that.
All right. Patrick Herb from the sideline today. Appreciate the time here. Jesse Temple is standing by. He from The Athletic. As we get closer to game time, Wisconsin and Nebraska will visit with Jesse Temple in a couple of minutes. Stick around. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
At U.S. Bank, when they say they're in it with you, they mean it. Not just for the good stuff, the grand openings and celebrations, although those are pretty great, but for all the hard work it took to get there, the fine-tuning of goals, the managing of cash and workflows and decision-making, they're in to help you through all of it. Because together they're proving day in and day out that there is nothing as powerful as the power of us. Visit usbank.com to get started today. Equal housing lender, member FDIC, copyright 2024 U.S. Bank.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Need reliable waste and recycling services? Choose LRS. Driven by service and dedicated to sustainability, we're your partner in efficient waste management. Need more? We also offer convenient dumpster rentals and clean portable restrooms for any event or project. Trust LRS for all your waste needs. Visit LRSRecycles.com to sign up for service. That's LRSRecycles.com.
Check, check, and check. That's the sound of me getting a jump start on my holiday list. But I can't take all the credit. Kohl's makes it too easy. I got my daughter a mini instant camera, my husband his favorite cologne, my sister Koolaburra by Ugg slippers, and that's just the beginning. Then I got 20% off some of my other gifts. Yep, it doesn't get better than Kohl's. Select styles. Offer valid to November 23rd. Coupons do not apply to Tech, Sephora at Kohl's, and Koolaburra by Ugg. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
This is your home for Wisconsin football.
Oh, what a catch! Touchdown, Wisconsin!
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Wisconsin traditions have been built for years around the Badgers, game day, and the mascot. But lead miners are the original Badgers in the state, not the animal or the mascot. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like Badgers by digging tunnels into the hillsides to stay warm and sleep where they worked. It led to the reason why today you really can't think of Wisconsin without thinking Badgers. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
The excitement.
Oh, he stones Brodzinski with a glove save.
The energy.
What's he going to do? He shoots and he scores.
The tradition.
You've got to understand history if you're ever going to write your own.
It's everything.
He scores. Badgers answer right back.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Sponsored by Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Econ Electric, and 8th Street Auto. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, streaming live and on the Civic Media app.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
We are inside of 75 minutes until kickoff, Wisconsin and Nebraska at Memorial Stadium. Jesse Temple from The Athletic covers Wisconsin football and joins us weekly on our pregame show. Let me take you outside of here and take you to Columbus just for a minute. Ohio State is on the doorstep at second and goal at the Indiana 4-yard line. They lead the previously unbeaten Indiana Hoosiers 21-7. So it may go to 28-7 as we're talking. The danger point is Indiana's undefeated. This is their last. They'll play Purdue, but they won't play in a Big Ten title game if they lose this, unless, of course, Ohio State were to lose next week, and then you get a bunch of tiebreakers in the mix. Where are we? What's your feel on Indiana in a playoff position if they lose by four touchdowns or more today?
It's a very interesting proposition because they'd be 11-1, and yeah. It's not their fault that Michigan wasn't very good or Washington wasn't very right. good this year. On the other hand, maybe you should schedule some tougher non-conference games. I would love to see them in it just because it's a 12-team field. Let's get some excitement, but you got to take care of business and at least be respectable in a game of this magnitude.
As the Big Ten stacks today, it would be Oregon. They're already in the Big Ten championship game. Ohio State, Penn State, and then Indiana is the outlier, and there are questions as to whether the conference is going to have four teams, and part of that will be the result there. We'll keep you up to date on what's going on. Tumultuous week with Wisconsin's program. The announcement on Sunday that Luke Fickell had moved off Phil Longo as the offensive coordinator. He did it after the Oregon loss rather than during the bye week. What's been the reaction to that decision this week, Jesse?
Well, among players, they're pretty upbeat and positive, and I have to say that it's at least a little surprising, and it's, again, outward-facing. They're talking to us for maybe 10 to 15 minutes at a time. But it'd be very easy to drop your head in a season where you're 5-5 and have lost a lot of meaningful games. They feel like they still have a lot to play for, and they certainly do. There's a bowl eligibility on the line for a 23rd consecutive season. It's two consecutive trophy games, so we'll see whether they can pull it together here today, but I would certainly expect some things to look a little different offensively, even if they're subtle tweaks.
Yeah, so let's expound on that a little bit. We're just talking to Patrick Herb. Wisconsin will huddle. I don't know if they'll huddle all the time, but they will huddle. They're not going to signal in the plays as they did on every play previously. What else do you think might be visible in a change in what Wisconsin's doing with the ball?
Well, I do know that having less confusion at the line of scrimmage when you go up tempo is supremely important when you're moving on from someone who is responsible for all the play calls and all the signals on the sideline. I do wonder what kind of small changes there will be made, and I think back 2 years ago to when Wisconsin made a change with its head coach midseason. They went out and played Northwestern, and Graham Mertz threw 10 passes off play action when he had only done it 9 times all season, and they unveiled the pistol offense, which they hadn't done at all. So I think back to that and wonder whether there will be something similar, whether there will be just small things that can help this offense progress.
Let me ask one more on that, and then we'll get to today's game. Were you surprised that it happened in the timing that it did, that it didn't happen during the bye week the week prior?
I was surprised by the timing because I think back 7 weeks earlier after Purdue fired its offensive coordinator, Luke Fickell talked on a Monday and said something to the effect of that was not great for the game. And I just thought, okay, so you would prefer not to do this, but even acknowledge it on Monday. This is something he never, ever thought he would be doing at this time. On the other hand, he feels like it puts him in a better position to win for these next two games. And I also think it gives you a head start on finding out who your next offensive coordinator is going to be, because it is an extremely important time with signing day and the transfer portal coming
up. And everything about this game is built upon your roster makeup. National Signing Day starts on December 4th. The transfer portal starts on December the 9th. Last weekend was a big recruiting weekend for Wisconsin with the Oregon game. The atmosphere, the result not great at the end, but a heck of an atmosphere that you think, again, is moving in the right direction from a recruiting standpoint.
It was absolutely electric, one of the best environments that I've seen in some time at Camp Randall Stadium, even if the result didn't go the Badgers' way. Those night games are so important to get guys from out of state in there, and I would say that the name that everybody is watching is four-star quarterback Carter Smith, a top 15 prospect in the 2025 class who was previously committed to Michigan, and Wisconsin is right there in the mix.
A lot of flips going on in the last week, and a lot of quarterbacks on flip alert, and some of the conversation there, we've seen Michigan has been front and center to some of it. All right, let's talk about here today. Two programs that have a lot more similarities right now than they have differences, and I'm not just talking about the colors. Neither team has found a way to finish in the fourth quarter. For Nebraska, it's been an ongoing problem for years now. For Wisconsin, the second half issues have been last year to this. What do you see as a key here today?
It is feel like a game that's truly a toss-up. I mean, I want to know who's going to start off hot and not have to play from behind, but obviously both teams have struggled the second half of the season. They've both replaced their offensive coordinator. And for Nebraska, this is a real monumental moment for them just because they haven't been to a bowl game in 8 years, and they're 0-9 in their last nine opportunities to try and clinch a bowl game. But Wisconsin has a lot that they want to accomplish. So, I mean, I just think it comes down to execution offensively. You've got to simplify the game plan, establish the run, and defensively, can you pick up where you left off against Oregon?
Well, one of those questions about the defense will revolve around how you handle not having Hunter Waller on the field.
Absolutely. He's the team's leading tackler. He's the team's best defensive player. Of course, offensively, you don't have Will Pauling, but Hunter is really kind of the heart and soul of that defense. And so will we see more of someone like Braden Moore? They've got quality on the back end, and they're going to need to find it.
Another Braden Locke, and the play from the quarterback position, to be fair, just probably hadn't been quite good enough. What does he bring against Dylan Raiola today?
Yeah, I mean, Braden Locke has thrown an interception in all seven of his starts. Now, the one against Oregon came late when they're trying to stage a comeback, but you got to limit those backbreaking turnovers because we've seen it too often where you put Wisconsin's defense in an unwinnable situation. So start with that, establish the run, maybe get him in a rhythm early with some shorter or intermediate throws. I think he has it in him. He's shown it, and this is one of those opportunities where you can do it again.
Jesse, did Mike Tressel's defense turn a corner in what they were able to do last week?
I couldn't be more impressed with what they achieved against Oregon. I mean, they held Oregon 20 points below its season average. They kept Dylan Gabriel from throwing a touchdown pass for the first time all season. It was, to me, the best performance all year. But I go back to what they did against Penn State, and they weren't able to replicate it in any fashion against Iowa. So I need to see more than 1 week, but it's certainly a good start, and it shows what Tressel can do when he mixes and matches with his defense.
It'll be interesting to watch, and what's at stake for both programs is that Nebraska hadn't found their way to get to a bowl game since 2016. They got two more chances this year, but they've got a long losing streak when they've had a bowl eligibility concept at play. We'll find out here today. Jesse Temple, thank you. It is Wisconsin and Nebraska. The kick is about 65 minutes away. It'll be Matt LePay and Mark Tauscher taking over next. Patrick Herb will be on the sideline. The Badgers and Nebraska stick around as we continue. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Odyssey Brands is a proud partner of UW Athletics and a supporter of our Wisconsin dairy farmers. We believe in using only the highest quality ingredients. Four generations of cheese-making excellence goes into every batch of our Odyssey Greek yogurt and feta cheese. Check us out at odysseybrands.com.
To be a Badger, it takes dedication, perseverance, and an unstoppable drive for excellence. Our team at UW Health Sports Medicine is no different. We bring the same fierce Badger spirit to every surgery, therapy, and training, working tirelessly to keep Wisconsin's athletes at the top of their game. Whether it's nailing the game-winning shot or delivering top-tier care, UW Madison and UW Health are a dream team committed to achieving greatness. Together, we don't just deliver, we dominate. UW Health. Remarkable.
Need reliable waste and recycling services? Choose LRS. Driven by service and dedicated to sustainability, we're your partner in efficient waste management. Need more? We also offer convenient dumpster rentals and clean portable restrooms for any event or project. Trust LRS for all your waste needs. Visit LRSRecycles.com to sign up for service. That's LRSRecycles.com.
In the heartland, where ambition thrives, there are those who are made and those who are made for more. Just like the Badgers on game day, Kloss, a leading producer of ag equipment, unleashes the power of ambition in the field. Discover why our cutting-edge machinery and unwavering support aren't just a promise, they're a commitment to your success. Because at Kloss, we know you are made for more. Visit your Kloss dealer or CLAAS.com.
Odyssey Brands is a proud partner of UW Athletics and a supporter of our Wisconsin dairy farmers. We believe in using only the highest quality ingredients. Four generations of cheese-making excellence goes into every batch of our Odyssey Greek yogurt and feta cheese. Check us out at OdysseyBrands.com.
Wisconsin plays here all season long.
Touchdown, Wisconsin! And the Badgers win it!
This is Badger football from Learfield.
When you think about early labor unions, do you think of Wisconsin? You should. The state's first labor union formed in Milwaukee in 1847 when the bricklayers organized, then the carpenters union in 1848. The National Labor Union didn't even form until 1866. A State Historical Society report shows Wisconsin's union members also pushed for workers' compensation and unemployment insurance legislation, becoming a model for other states. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
Of your local grocery store.
Badger football is brought to you by Case IH. Get in the red zone with Case IH. Visit caseih.com/badgers. Fabic Cat, your Caterpillar dealer throughout Badgerland. And by Cenex, powered locally. This is the Badger pregame show.
From Lincoln, Nebraska, where it's 59 degrees, well into November. Yeah, we're surprised. Beautiful day for football and the renewal of this rivalry. It doesn't obviously go back all that long, but it's become one. Wisconsin and the Nebraska Cornhuskers, the Badgers, have won the last 10 games of this series, a couple of them in overtime. One, of course, 12 years ago in the Big Ten championship game, which was Brett Bielema's final game as the head coach of Wisconsin. And both teams trying to get to win number six. Alongside Mark Tauscher, I'm Matt LePay. Teams trying to stop losing streaks. The Huskers have dropped four in a row. The Badgers, three in a row. And, you know, we talk about Tausch teams that kind of mirror each other, and you know, we could talk about styles, I guess, but they are almost exactly alike, and just trying to figure out how to win close games and trying to get breakthrough kind of seasons. We'll see who breaks through here today.
We will, and I think you look at it, and you said similarities, obviously the jersey color, history, all of those things. But both teams are struggling and trying to figure out a way to get bowl eligible. Obviously, we have our great bowl streak at the University of Wisconsin. They have their consecutive sellout streak that they put up on the deal. And so a lot of history, but I think both teams and both fan bases just walking over here. By the way, beautiful campus, great day, awesome setup. People are great. But you could just tell talking. I was like, oh, what do you guys think? Anytime I saw a Nebraska Cornhusker shirt. And it's a real fragile group here. Like, everybody is kind of waiting for that shoe to drop. And I think you see that when you're changing offensive coordinators. They changed theirs a couple weeks ago. We obviously changed ours. And it's just the searching for things. That's kind of – both teams are searching, how can we get more consistent and better on offense? And that – whoever can figure that riddle out this afternoon is going to be who wins.
Well, the Badgers will be without a key component to their offense as well as their defense. Will Pauling out today. Hunter Wohler out today. But to your point about the offense, Tausch, maybe you would. Obviously, it's a bad scenario not having Will Pauling, but you know, we've seen Tretch Kekahuna have some flashes, and he's going to have an opportunity here today.
That's all players want, is to get that opportunity. And, you know, Tretch has done some good things this year. And I think we all thought after the bowl game last year, it was, oh, boy, this is going to be a lot of fun. And for whatever reason, it just hasn't been. And Will and Tretch obviously play similar spots. And you try to get your best players out on the field. So today, if I'm Tretch, I'm excited because – you know, you get this great opportunity. You have a new offensive play-calling unit, I guess is what we're going to call it, and trying to figure out ways to get your best player the ball because you want your athletes to get the football and make plays. I think Tretch is going to get some opportunities.
All right, we're about 1 hour away from the opening kick, Wisconsin and Nebraska. Coming up, our scouting report and our Piggly Wiggly home field advantage. We're back in Lincoln in a couple of minutes. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Badger fans, Thanksgiving is just around the corner, and Piggly Wiggly has everything you need to make your feast a winner. As a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics, we are here to help you tackle those holiday meals. From tender oven-ready turkeys to all your favorite fixings, Piggly Wiggly has unbeatable deals to keep your family full and happy this season. Whether you're hosting or tailgating, we've got you covered. Shop local, cheer loud, and let's celebrate Thanksgiving the Wisconsin way with Piggly Wiggly.
Piggly Wiggly, shop the pig.
In the game of life, every moment counts. Every decision matters. And every choice can make a difference between winning and losing. At Cleary, we understand the importance of a strong foundation, whether it's a gym, a community center, or a place for your business to grow. We build your dreams. So whether you're building a foundation or creating a legacy, your vision is our mission. Cleary Building Corp. Since 1978.
Explore clearybuilding.com today.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
In the heartland, where ambition thrives, there are those who are made and those who are made for more. Just like the Badgers on game day, Kloss, a leading producer of ag equipment, unleashes the power of ambition in the field. Discover why our cutting-edge machinery and unwavering support aren't just a promise, they're a commitment to your success. Because at Kloss, we know you are made for more. Visit your Kloss dealer or CLAAS.com.
Preparation is the key to success on game day. And like your favorite Badgers on the field, you need to be ready right from the opening kickoff. Cenex has your pregame routine covered. We've got your salty snacks, your sweet treats, ice-cold beverages to wash them down, and fresh tanks of propane to fire up the grill. Fuel your fandom at your local Cenex station. Badger Pride, powered locally.
Need reliable waste and recycling services? Choose LRS. Driven by service and dedicated to sustainability, we're your partner in efficient waste management. Need more? We also offer convenient dumpster rentals and clean portable restrooms for any event or project. Trust LRS for all your waste needs. Visit LRSRecycles.com to sign up for service. That's LRSRecycles.com.
You're listening to Wisconsin football.
There he goes, 10-5 touchdown.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Be prepared for the next power outage with a Generac home standby generator from Econ Electric. When the power goes out, your life can't go on without interruption. It's getting cold outside. Get powered back up with Generac generators and protect against Wisconsin's unpredictable weather. Call 715-423-8440 for Econ Electric. Terms and conditions apply. See your Econ Electric technician today for more information. Sleep with ease knowing you are protected by Econ Electric and Generac generators.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
Pre-game coverage continues from Lincoln, Nebraska. The Badgers and the Huskers here today. A quick glance at Nebraska. Of course, a very highly regarded five-star quarterback, Dylan Raiola. His uncle was a Badger, an offensive lineman. Was honorable mention all Big Ten Donovan was from 2003 as well as 04 and 05. Tale of two halves of a season for Dylan Raiola here in his freshman year. First five games, 9 touchdowns, 2 interceptions. The last five games, 2 touchdowns, 8 interceptions. Tasha was comparing Dylan Raiola's 10 starts is what he's had to Braden Locke's 10 okay. starts. Dylan Raiola has thrown for 78 more yards okay. over that time. Dylan Raiola has thrown for 11 touchdowns and 10 interceptions. Braden Locke, 13 touchdowns, 9 interceptions. Now, the PFF grades are better for Raiola. Completion percentage better for Raiola. But the overall productivity, it's kind of a wash between these two guys. Although I think Raiola's ceiling is very, very high. But he's had the ups and downs that maybe is not unexpected for a freshman.
No, it's you're a young player and – you know, just because you're highly touted and you are a Patrick Mahomes clone, all of the stuff there, hype is one thing, and you got to go do it. And you started off, well, A, beginning of seasons, typically you're playing teams that you should beat. But also there's a getting caught up to and understanding defensive coordinators get to look at film and get to pick at you. So it's a combination of things. And I think from Nebraska's standpoint, man, everybody in college football wants to microwave everything. Let's go. We got to go. And that's just not how sports works. You have to grow, and there's a process to it. It's not, you know, what Indiana's doing is great. They're also getting trucked by Ohio State today. So it is a process to get there. I understand everybody's frustration. I'm sure here in Lincoln there's frustration in Madison. But from a quarterback standpoint, I think what you're looking from Locke is just consistency, and he's turning it over too much. And I think that's the problem with what Raiola's doing as well. So whoever can kind of clean that a bit, this is going to be a very easy game. It's going to be who's better up front and who limits the mistakes. That's who's going to come out of here winning the game.
Speaking of up front, you couldn't help but notice a couple of those big old dudes in Nebraska's defensive line. Woo! Nash Hutmaker.
Great
name, Ty
too.
Robinson. Yeah,
I love that
name.
Yeah,
that he's a wrestling standout. Has wrestled for the Huskers as well. Wears number 0, fills out that jersey really well, as does his buddy Ty Robinson, and they're both having big years.
They are, and I think, shoot, you mentioned it a couple weeks ago when we were just talking about this game, and, you know, turning on the film this week, it wasn't disappointing. I think, you know, Nash is a little beat up, but when you were, you know, listening to Matt Rhule's press conference this week, he really was raving about what Robinson is doing, and just, I know watching film, he has been a difference maker, and he's one of those guys, talk about the microwave effect. He came back, he has really improved, and I think he's rocketing up draft board. So he is going to be someone that Wisconsin has to make sure they take care of up front. He is a game wrecker, and you talk about both of those guys trying to run the football, which I would guess today is going to be something that this new offensive playmaking unit yeah. is going to try to do.
And with the Huskers, their running game has not been very good, but we know Wisconsin's run defense hasn't been very good. So it'll be really interesting to see what Nebraska does with its approach trying to run the football. And with that, let us get to our home field advantage presented by Piggly Wiggly. Shop the pig. We've touched on it. Let you elaborate. What do you see here for Wisconsin, the path to a win here today?
Well, it's going to, first off, you have to protect the football and be better with that. And the third down conversions, it killed us last week. I don't remember what it ended up being, 1 of 12 was in that ballpark, and that's just not good enough. And it's not just saying, well, be better on third down. Well, got to be better on first down and on second down in order to be better on third down. So I think we're going to see some new things today. I think we're going to see an emphasis and a focus on maybe being better on first and second down and then getting in those third and fours rather than the third and tens, because I just don't think we are built, and especially with Will not playing, it's going to make it that much more difficult. You have to stay ahead of the chains today. It is going to be of utmost importance because that will limit the opportunities to turn the football over, but just to convert and stay on the field, I think that's going to be the key to the game today for Wisconsin.
All right, and that is your home field advantage presented by Piggly Wiggly. Stay with us. Pre-game coverage continues. Up next, our player profile presented by your Badgerland Chevy dealers and the all-new 2025 Chevy Equinox. We'll visit with kicker Nathaniel Vakos in 3 minutes. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Every Qdoba catering order is a fresh-made Mexican feast of hand-smashed, flame-grilled, sliced, diced, and sautéed flavors perfect for any occasion. Whether you're planning your office's tortilla Tuesday, hosting a post-game party for your intramural dodgeball team, or trying to bring in a dinner for your PTA meeting that's so good, it'll bump your kid up to an A-minus in Spanish class. Qdoba Catering. Fresh, hot, easy, delicious. Order today.
Hi, it's Matt LePay, voice of the Badgers. On the field, the Badgers are always on the move. Off the field, that's where Evans Transportation comes in. As Wisconsin's 3PL, they move over 30,000 shipments a year right here in the Badger State. That's dedication to keep things moving here in Scotty. Evans is excited to support Badger student-athletes and is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Find them at evanstrans.com. That's evanstrans.com. Go Badgers!
With the Badgers, every touchdown is more than just a touchdown. It's a testament to the teamwork, elbow grease, and can-do attitude it takes to make it to the end zone. And while our fields aren't the kind you throw passes on, Case IH knows every successful farm is more than just a farm. It's the product of top-notch tillage, planting, harvesting, hay, and forage equipment at the hands of hardworking growers. Settle the score with superior tools by visiting your local Case IH dealer or go to caseih.com/badgers. On Wisconsin.
For over 100 years, David Catt has served the hardworking men and women that improve the quality of life in our community. As your local Catt dealer, David Catt provides new and used heavy and compact equipment, power systems, rental, parts, and full service support to those of you getting the job done. You make essential progress possible, and Favic Catt is honored to support the work you do every day. Visit favickatt.com or call your local Favic Catt store for more information. Favic Catt is proud to sponsor Badgerland.
The Badger Sports Network.
The Badgers come up where the goal line stands.
From Learfield.
Finding the special health care resources families need just got easier. Wisconsin Wayfinder, Children's Resource Network, helps kids with delays, disabilities, special health care needs, and mental health conditions. Call toll-free 877-947-2929. Ask questions. Get answers. Connect today toll-free, 877-947-2929. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Dynamite!
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
Let's get a score update in the Big Ten. They're early in the fourth quarter in Columbus. Ohio State leading Indiana 28-7. Rutgers leads Illinois 17-15, late third quarter in Piscataway. And the Iowa Hawkeyes in College Park today leading Maryland 26-13, about 9 minutes remaining in that game. The other 2:30 games today in the Big Ten, you got Penn State at Minnesota. Northwestern will be playing Michigan in Ann Arbor. Time now for our player profile as we visit with Badgers kicker Nathaniel Vakos, the junior out of Avon, Ohio, the transfer from Ohio University in his second year now in the Wisconsin program. Has made four kicks of 50 yards or more. That's the most in Wisconsin history. 3 for 3 this year. He's 11 of 15 overall. Popped through a couple of field goals last week in the game against number one Oregon. We asked Nathaniel about the approach, his week's worth of preparation, how he gets himself ready every Saturday.
So I was explaining, like, being a pitcher, obviously it's kind of the same mechanics. You use the same muscles about at 110% force every time. So my kicking schedule is pretty routine. Everything's routine repetition-wise. I'm a pretty superstitious guy overall kicking. So everything I have down pretty much to a T. We'll kick Wednesday. I'll hit 5 field goals. And then Friday I'll hit 3 more. And then Saturday is kind of the heavy load day where I go out and I'll probably hit 30, 40 field goals throughout the game just during warm-ups into the net. And then routine-wise, it's always the same, like breathing techniques, taking my steps, always the same. It's kind of just trying to keep a repetition so it always feels consistent throughout the game.
On a game day, you're measuring a lot of things, right? The weather conditions, yeah. The wind. Do you, after the warm-ups, do you go up to a coach and say, I'm good at fill-in-the-blank distance too?
Yeah, for me, I'm somebody that tries to not think too much. I do better when I'm not thinking and having fun rather than thinking of every technical thing that can happen. So I kind of leave that to Gavin Myers to go talk to the coaches because obviously I'm going to tell him I can hit from 60 every time. So I leave it to Myers. He's kind of telling them about the wind and my range that day. It varies every day based on weather and how I'm feeling, obviously, that day. So I leave it to him, and I just try and go out there and have fun.
I'm glad you mentioned him because we talked to Case and Pfeiffer here, too, that a lot of times those guys don't get mentioned unless something goes wrong. Mm-hmm. Well, nothing's gone wrong. And as a matter of fact, Gavin, he can dig out low snaps, too.
Yeah.
To have that trust in the operation, you know, you have a new snapper here this year from the past, but this guy – he's been pretty good, too, hasn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah, I've known Fife since my sophomore year of high school. I was getting recruited by Cincinnati and Coach Fick when I was there. And Kaysen was there, obviously, taking me out on the town, having fun. Mm-hmm. So knowing him, we've worked with the same kicking coach growing up. So I've known him for a long time. So we've had some chemistry built up. And obviously, Myers is the best at what he does holding-wise. So I've never had an issue with him. I always trust him to put the ball down and get it there for me.
But we talked about your record-setting numbers at Wisconsin, but your longest field goal as a college player was at Ohio U, right?
It was. My freshman year, yeah, it was 55 or 56. It was like 55 and a half. Mm-hmm. Depends how they count it.
Let's call it 56
then. Yeah, I think
then.
They counted it at ESPN as 56, which is sweet. So got a 56, had that one, and then last year is where I didn't have the best stats from 50 yards, and then this year I came in with a sense to really fix that, and I'm glad I'm working towards that right now, and I've been doing well so far.
Give us the feeling, because you've hit these long ones at Camp Randall, the recent game against Penn State. You mm-hmm. pop a 50-yarder. You've got to be able to hear – you feel the crowd there, don't
yeah.
you? What, the way it erupted after you
mm-hmm.
hit that?
It's hard to explain. You go out there, obviously you can hear everybody, and it's no feeling to explain. Like, when the ball comes, you just blank out. Like, it's kind of – you black out. I don't hear anything. It's weird. Like, everything just goes silent, and like that split 2 seconds where – you hit the ball and look up and watch it, and then everybody's silent until it crosses, and then everybody starts erupting. So you get excited. I try and celebrate. We always come up with a little celebration after with the guys. So last game, we went like this for the field goal. So it makes it a little bit more enjoyable to celebrate what you work so hard for, to go out there one or two times a game and execute on something for
you,
the team.
You like to mix it up?
Yeah, we switch it every field goal. So we'll have something different depending on how the game's going. So we always switch it up.
Before we were recording, I was struck at a recent practice, and I think I've seen this more than once, so you've had a chance. We all know Luke Fickell's love of wrestling, and he's become he's good friends with Chris Bono and John Reeder. Apparently, you know those guys pretty well, too. Now, your dad wrestled, but, you know, people, they think of kickers are athletes, too. They can do different things, so you've gotten to know those guys a little
yeah,
bit.
Yeah, so
right?
I met Coach Reeder and Coach Bono while I was here. It was honestly just them being at practice and – I'm a pretty sociable person, so I went up to them. They kept coming and watching, started talking to them. They wanted to learn about kicking, so they grew a fond liking of me and loved those guys. So they wanted me to come around to the wrestling, and my dad was a big wrestler, told him about that. And so went up there, talked with the guys, and now we just formed a relationship. Probably go golf here sometime together, so it's a good relationship to have.
All right, that's Badgers kicker Nathaniel Vakos, and that is this week's player profile. Stay with us. We continue with our pregame show. We'll get the Badger Notebook with Patrick Herb. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game. and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
Finding the right gift is getting tougher than ever. And who's got the time? That's why more people are shopping online every year. But where do you start? How about the taste of the holidays, Usinger's famous sausage? If you've ever received a Usinger gift box, you know exactly what I'm talking about. They ship anywhere in the continental U.S., and they come in a variety of prices and styles. Go ahead, be a holiday hero, the one who sends the perfect gift. Visit Usinger.com. That's Usinger.com or Google Milwaukee's famous sausage.
With the Badgers, every touchdown is more than just a touchdown. It's a testament to the teamwork, elbow grease, and can-do attitude it takes to make it to the end zone. And while our fields aren't the kind you throw passes on, Case IH knows every successful farm is more than just a farm. It's the product of top-notch tillage, planting, harvesting, hay, and forage equipment at the hands of hardworking growers. Settle the score with superior tools by visiting your local Case IH dealer or go to caseih.com/badgers. On Wisconsin.
Like football, retirement planning takes preparation. I'm Tony Drake with Drake & Associates. We help you craft a solid game plan to tackle financial challenges. Text Bucky to 262-600-2782 for a complimentary consultation and our free retirement ready toolkit. That's Bucky to 262-600-2782.
Drake & Associates is an independent investment advisory firm that offers different investment vehicles. All insurance products are backed by the issuing insurance company. This commercial is provided for informational purposes only.
Looking for a fan favorite at your tailgate? Pork has you covered. Not only is it nutritious and delicious, but pork's got that flavor that your family expects. Firing up the grill? Try chops, brats, and ribs. Making appetizers or finger foods? Add bacon, ground, or shredded pork. Visit WPPA.org for recipe inspiration and to learn where you can source local pork. Wisconsin Pork Association is proud to support the Badgers and our farmers all year round. And you should too. Brought to you by Wisconsin's Pig Farmers.
Coors Light presents To Chill or Not to Chill. When your friend skips your favorite song on the playlist. End the friendship. Or choose chill because that song lives rent-free in your head anyway. And you planned ahead by bringing Coors Light to the party. And the sound of that ice-cold can cracking open was music to your ears already. Coors Light. Choose chill. Celebrate responsibly. 2024 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Badger football is on the air.
And the Badgers defense puts a touchdown on the board.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. A lot of financial chatter is focused on the stock market. Is it up? Is it down? Is it a bull market? Is it a bear market? The Dow just hit a record high. But how much should people like me and you really care about these daily updates? The answer? Not very much. Most of those daily highs and lows come from small-scale events that just don't mean that much to the broader U.S. economy. And the stock market is not the economy. For most of us, long-term growth is what really matters for retirement. Now, if you are one of the richest 10% of Americans who own 93% of all the stock, you can ignore this message. But for the rest of us, we're going to get more done by keeping an eye on our spending and savings than we are by paying attention to Wall Street. For more practical money tips, visit workmoney.org. Till next time, take good care.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
Pregame coverage continues on a gorgeous Saturday afternoon in Lincoln, Nebraska. Updating you in Columbus, by the way, Ohio State has extended its lead. Buckeyes now lead Indiana 31-7, a little less than 9 minutes remaining in that game. Rutgers has scored again, leads Illinois 24-15 early in the fourth quarter, and Iowa continues to maintain its 26-13 lead against Maryland as they hit the final 5 minutes of that game in College Park. Time now for our Badger Notebook with Patrick Herb in this series, which is renewing today. It's 13-4 in favor of Wisconsin, 10 in a row. What do you got on this 10-game winning streak the Badgers have on Nebraska?
Before we get into that, here's my question of the week. More impressive, 10 straight wins over Nebraska in football or men's basketball's 20 straight home wins over Indiana? Equally remarkable and
unlikely, unlikely. People would have said 20 years ago or 10 years ago for that matter.
But either way, both awesome that we can talk about them. And I'm not worried about jinxes because I think we talked about this last year and it was nine in a row. So that's fine. Okay, so looking back into this streak here in Wisconsin's 10 straight wins, the scoring average is impressive. Most of the stats that skew heavily are that Wisconsin has just been dominant offensively, and they've just really turned around this black shirt defense. So Wisconsin's been averaging 36.5 points per game against Nebraska in this streak, and the rushing dominance has been unmistakable, averaging 318 rushing yards per game to Nebraska's 160. Good for a 7.3 yards per carry clip. For reference, Wisconsin's single season record is 6.9 yards per attempt. So they would break the school record if they played Nebraska 10 times in one season. They've had 200-yard rushing performances in 8 of 10 games. Never rushed below 147 yards. A total of 7 different individual 200-yard rushing performances by 4 different players. Gordon, Taylor, Allen, Ball have all done it. Wisconsin's also got 33 rushing touchdowns in 10 games against Nebraska. Just a crazy number. Here's another one, too. Wisconsin's won all 10 games despite only having one game with 200 yards passing. So that has not been something that they need to throw the ball. And it makes sense. If you're winning, you're not throwing as much. But the Badgers have exactly one passing touchdown in all 10 games. And they've thrown just 4 interceptions.